ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Senate lawmakers expected to vote this afternoon on another round of stopgap measures. Both parties, though, remain at odds over health care cuts in the GOP mega bill on Medicaid and the Affordable Care Act premiums. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says Republicans are missing in action on talks.
This fight is about the health care of the American people.
House Speaker Mike Johnson was asked why there are no discussions with Democrats on restoring health care cuts.
You keep the government open, and then we have those discussions.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, meantime, says President Trump needs to get involved in talks to end the shutdown. Today marks 2 years since the October 7th attacks in Israel. Nearly 1,200 people died when Hamas militants attacked civilians in southern Israel. Hundreds of others were taken hostage. Israel's war in Gaza after the attack has led to more than 67,000 deaths. The summer-like temperatures across the country dropping back to fall-like temperatures in the nation's midsection this week. This is ABC News. Another Nobel Prize has been handed out, the U.S. being recognized, three of its scientists at three universities, this one in the field of physics.
The three American scientists awarded the Nobel Prize in Physics conducted their research on quantum mechanical tunneling. We're not even going to begin to try and explain exactly what that is, but we can tell you it's the foundation of all digital technology. In fact, in the words of one of the winners, the reason all our cell phones and computers work the way they do is because of this research. One of the winners didn't find out he had one until 2.5 hours after the announcement. His wife said she didn't want to wake him because she says he doesn't like surprises. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
The Nobel Peace Prize will be announced this Friday. Hurricane season in full swing for both the Pacific and Atlantic. Hurricane Priscilla nearing a Category 3 storm, churning in the Pacific just off the west coast of Mexico. And a new tropical storm has formed in the Atlantic Basin. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. The 16-year-old Green Bay High School student accused of bringing a loaded gun to Preble High School will stay in a juvenile facility for now, while the courts work to figure out whether he'll be prosecuted in juvenile or adult court. The teen was in court yesterday while attorneys debated whether he should be released to the care of his parents and on a GPS monitoring system or remain in custody. The 16-year-old male is currently charged in juvenile court, but prosecutors have asked that the case be moved to adult court. The state focused its argument on the seriousness of the crime, saying the gun the student is accused of bringing to Preble High School was loaded and extra ammunition was nearby. Both parties are expected to be back in court at a later date. The incident, nearly a month ago now, sparked new security measures to be put in place throughout the Green Bay Area School District. You can score a free pizza tonight, courtesy of the Green Bay Metro Fire Department. The initiative is part of Fire Prevention Week this week, highlighting the importance of having working smoke alarms in your home. If you live in Green Bay, just call Domino's Pizza on Military Avenue tonight between 5 and 6:30 p.m. The Green Bay Metro Fire Department will deliver your pizza in a fire truck and check your smoke detectors while they're there. If your smoke detectors are working properly, your pizza is free. If not, you won't get the pizza for free, but firefighters will replace the batteries or install new smoke detectors at no charge. According to the National Fire Protection Agency, 3 out of 5 home fire deaths from 2018 to 2022 were caused by fires in homes without working smoke alarms. Wisconsin's own Ed Gein, or Gein, depending on who you ask, topped the Netflix charts over the weekend, coming in at number 1 on the top 10 list. Monster, the Ed Gein story, is an 8-part series profiling the infamous murderer and grave robber from Plainfield, Wisconsin. The series received negative reviews from critics following its debut last Friday, with some saying it's overly graphic and filled with factual inaccuracies. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
Another Brewers comeback. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers with a 7-3 win over the Cubs last night in Milwaukee. The crew now up 2-0 in the best of 5 series, which now moves to Chicago tomorrow afternoon, just after 4 o'clock. Manager Pat Murphy.
How does this team have the best record in baseball? Nobody predicted they'd be over 500, and then we have all the injuries. Certainly nobody was banking on us.
Home runs from Andrew Vaughn, Jackson Churio, and William Contreras, who says he dedicates it to to the fans.
I'm going to do everything for the Brewer fans. I'm going to do everything for my teammate. I want to be one of the best on the plate. I want to be the best catcher. They have to look control how play. I want to bring that energy too for the team. And now it's showtime.
The Cubs now down 2-0.
After getting off to a great start, those mistakes were 2-3-run homers is going to be, you're not going to win playoff games giving up 2-3-run homers. That was just too much to overcome.
That's Cubs manager Craig Counsell with Sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A mostly sunny sky for your Tuesday afternoon. Northwest winds of 5 to 10. Our highs will top out in the mid-60s. For tonight, a mostly clear sky, north winds. Lows will drop into the mid and upper 30s. Frost advisory in effect. Currently 62 degrees. WGBW.
It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night. I should be sleeping like a log. I find the things that you do will make me feel all right. You know I work all day to get your money to buy a thing. And it's worth it just to hear you say you're gonna give me everything. So why on earth should I moan? Cause when I get you alone, you know I feel okay.
Jefferson Airplane on local news and timeless hits. We're 97.9 WGBW.
talking about hometown stuff, Green Bay stuff, 97.9 WGBW.
Oh, show and tell. It's just a game I play when I want. with Show and Tell from Al Wilson on 97.9 WGBW. It's movie show and tell time because over the weekend I watched a great movie, not a new one, back in 2005. So this movie is 20 years old. I don't know how it slipped through my cracks because it combines both things I love, a courtroom drama and a scary movie. It's called The Exorcism of Emily Rose. Stars Laura Linney as one of the attorneys. And if you are a Dexter fan, you will recognize Jennifer Carpenter from the movie. She's the one who plays the possessed girl. But it is rated PG-13. I thought it would be rated R because there's some creepy scenes in it. But the rating system, I don't know how it works, what goes into it. They have standards, of course. But it's not new. 57 years ago today, in 1968, the Motion Picture Association of America adopted its film rating system that we know today, ranging from G for general audiences all the way to X.
As a U.S. Navy veteran and business owner, I've lived through moments where every detail counts, and I carry that into mass appeal. That's why I personally ensure we deliver top-quality promotional materials, like T-shirts, sweatshirts, and more, to help your company, whether it is a local business or school, gain the visibility it needs to thrive. Your logo is our business, and we're here to make your vision come true.
Go to massappealwi.com or drop by their shop on Lineville Road, just off Highway 41.
Hey, Green Bay in northeastern Wisconsin. This is Kristen Ambos from Point Mortgage. Starting every Sunday in October at 10 a.m., you can find me here at 97.9 FM, 1590 AM, WGBW, Always On Point podcast, where we're joining forces with WGBW to discuss all things mortgage, real estate, along with market updates. You can find us on the Civic Media app, as well as all podcast platforms. If you have questions, we have answers. Text them to 920-606-1156.
Let's go. You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at vaxassist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
97.9 WGBW just raised the bar for morning news. Connie Feldman.
Yep, that Connie Feldman.
Has joined the station with local news and timeless hits to deliver reliable, trustworthy news to Northeast Wisconsin throughout the day.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Feldman with this local news update.
Start your day with Connie Feldman on news and Dan Marcus on all the rest of the stuff. On the station with local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry, I watch them grow. much more than I ever knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
From Louis Armstrong to Stevie Wonder and another local news update. Straight ahead from local news and timeless hits for 97.9 WGBW.
Sometimes on a crowded street.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. Prices at the pump continue to plummet in Wisconsin, falling 5.5 cents per gallon last week. The state's average is now $2.70 a gallon, according to Gas Buddy. In a survey of more than 3,000 stations in Wisconsin, gas prices are 20.3 cents per gallon lower than a month ago and close to 23 cents per gallon lower than a year ago. According to Gas Buddy price reports, the cheapest station in Wisconsin was priced at $2.29 a gallon. Here in our area, the lowest gas price to start off the week was $2.68 a gallon at Christ Oil in De Pere. Also in De Pere, a couple Quick Trips had regular unleaded for $2.70 a gallon, while the Quick Trip on East Mason Street in Green Bay had it at $2.72. We're still well below the national average for a gallon of gas, which is at $3.08. Patrick DeHaan, who heads petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, says once again, gas prices are a mixed bag depending on where you live. Our neighbors across the pond in Michigan, for example, saw their gas prices go up, and the refinery fire on the West Coast last week will push prices up there as well. Around here, though, DeHaan says you can expect prices to stay about the same for a while or even get lower. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A mostly sunny sky for your Tuesday afternoon. Northwest winds of 5 to 10. Our highs will top out in the mid-60s. For tonight, a mostly clear sky, north winds. Lows will drop into the mid and upper 30s. Frost advisory in effect. Right now, it's 64.
WGBW.
Hey, what's happening?
Brother, what's up?
This is a good big party, man.
Yeah, brother, dig it. Stop it. Right on.
There's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father, we don't need escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate.
You know we've got to find a way
to bring some love and get here today. Oh, picket lines and picket signs, don't punish me with brutality.
Sister,
talk to me,
sister,
so you can see,
sister.
Oh, what's going on?
What's going on?
What's going on?
What's going on?
Yeah, what's going on?
What's going on?
Oh, what's going on?
What's going on?
Oh, oh. Right on. Don't punish me with brutality. Come on, talk to me. You can see what's going on.
What's going on?
I'll tell you what's going on.
What's going on?
Right on.
Right on.
Right on.
Local news and timeless hits. We combine the two and bring you 97.9 FM WGBW.
My love is warmer than the warmest sunshine, softer than a sigh. My love is deeper than the deepest ocean, wider than the sky. My love is brighter than the brightest star that shines every night above. And there is nothing in this world that can ever change. Happened to my heart.
local news and time was fixed. On 97.9 WGBW, if you're in the mood for a frappe this afternoon, you got to have one. It's National Frappe Day. But a lot of the more intense coffee drinkers kind of look at frappe lovers and go, you're drinking a coffee milkshake. That's not coffee. I mean, they're delicious. Can we all just, there's room for all kinds of coffee drinks. And apparently, the frappe has been around for a long time, since the 1950s, when it was made by accident in Greece, when a coffee executive couldn't find hot water for his instant coffee. So he used cold water and used a shaker to make that coffee drink that we know as the frappe. And it now is the national coffee drink of Greece.
With locations in Appleton and Oshkosh, Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley since 1972, offering comprehensive eye care services. Their doctors also share a special interest in treating chronic dry eye disease, providing specialty contact lenses and expert pediatric eye care. Find Insight Eye Care on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Improving lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Insight Eye Care. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam today.
Hey, it's Amanda, and we all know that Northeast Wisconsin has some of the best events around, but trying to find them all can be tricky. So here at WGBW, we decided to do the work for you. Prevent boredom on any night by going to WGBW.fm and click events in the top right corner. You'll never have to spend forever scrolling to find out what's going on in your area. And if you got an event to share, hit us up by emailing info at WGBW.fm, bringing you local news and timeless hits while giving you the 411 on what's happening in New Wisco.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Barrio. Concerned residents in the town of Stella near Rhinelander packed their town hall to demand answers from the EPA and DNR about PFAS contamination. The toxic forever chemicals have been found at high levels in drinking water and waterways across the area. The DNR says that contamination came from industrial sludge spread on farm fields by two nearby paper companies. Wisconsin's coastal communities are getting more money to help improve and protect shore lines. In celebration of Coastal Awareness Month, the Wisconsin Department of Administration is handing out $1.3 million in Wisconsin Coastal Management Program grants to 35 communities across our state. Right now on the Defender podcast, the amazing story of one Wisconsin food that was banned, burned, disappeared from our plates, and the comeback that's being helped along by solar farms. Listen at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, ease my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine. So happy together. Toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. It had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me.
so happy together, so happy together. And how is the weather? So happy together, we're happy together. So happy
together. It's local news and timeless hits. Those are perfect together too, right here on 97.9 WGBW. It's like magic.
Your kids right. Play 97.9 WGBW in the car on the way to school.
Thank you. 7 lonely days and a dozen towns ago, I reached out one night and you were gone. Don't know why you'd run, what you're running to or from. All I know is I want to bring you home. So I'm walking in the rain, thumbing for a ride on this lonely Kentucky back road. I've loved you much too long, my love's too strong to let you go, never knowing what went wrong. With the rain in my shoes, searching for you in the cold Kentucky rain, in the cold Kentucky rain. Showed you a photograph to some old gray bearded men sitting on a bench outside a general store. They said, yes, she's been here, but their memory wasn't clear. Was it yesterday? No, wait, the day before. Finally got a ride with a preacher man who asked, were you bound on such a cold, dark afternoon? As we drove on through the rain, as he listened, I explained, and he left me with a prayer that I'd find you. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead's another town that I'll go walking through. With the rain in my shoes, searching for you in the cold Kentucky rain, 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 in the cold Kentucky rain.
Local news and timeless hits, WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. It's been 2 years since Hamas carried out the surprise October 7th attacks, with 1,200 killed and more than 250 others taken hostage. In Egypt, talks continue between Israel and Hamas on the U.S.-Gaza peace plan. Tomorrow, special envoy Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner join the delegation. ABC's Jordana Miller is in Jerusalem.
I would say the one difference this year from last year is that there is a cautious optimism, a little bit of hope that maybe now with these ceasefire talks underway in Egypt, maybe we're near the end of this war.
More than 67,000 Palestinians have been killed during the war, according to the Hamas-run health ministry. The government shutdown entering its second week, the Senate voting on another stopgap measure today. President Trump also raising the possibility that furloughed workers, he says, may not all get back pay. Hurricane Priscilla strengthening in the Pacific, now just shy of a Category 3. This is ABC News. Supreme Court justices hearing arguments today in a case involving conversion therapy. That's the practice of trying to change a person's sexual orientation or gender identity through treatment. The Colorado case involves a licensed therapist who offers faith-informed counseling. That's clashing with the state's law banning the practice, saying it harms young people. Here's ABC's Devin Dwyer.
The justices really wrestled with whether these types of laws that restrict what counselors can or cannot say when treating young people who are struggling with their gender identity or sexual orientation need to be held to a